Nolte, Hollywood Reporter airbrushes rape hoax out of Lena Dunham's history. By John Nolte on January 20, 2022. Lena Dunham, a leftist who was caught falsely accusing an innocent man of rape, has a new movie coming out. To celebrate this momentous event, the far-left Hollywood Reporter gushed all over Dunham in a lengthy cover profile. We're talking more than 3,500 words. And wrote off her many controversies by basically blaming them on right-wing meanies. 20 days before filming was set to begin, the mushrooming COVID-19 pandemic forced Catherine Caldberti to shut down. It would not resume filming for 17 months. A week after that, I got COVID, says Dunham, adding that the virus had an intense impact on her health. Dunham suffers from a connective tissue disorder known as Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, EDS, that, she says, could have led to potentially fatal complications. All of this unfolded after Dunham had emerged from the darkest period of her life. A 50-car pileup, is how she puts it. It began during the final season of Girls in 2016, when the pressures of churning out the hit series while being cudgeled daily on social media and in the press, taking hits for everything from her looks to her many well-documented PR gaffes, finally cracked her foundations. The right was calling her a child molester, based on a revelation in her 2014 memoir that at age 7 she'd examined her baby sibling's genitals. The left was calling her a traitor, for defending Girls writer/executive producer Murray Miller, whom actress Aurora Perrino accused of rape, which he denied, and which Dunham later walked back and apologized for. And she was falling apart. Those images of me at the last Girls premiere. Skinny and hollow-eyed. That was 100% my appetite and my body just shutting down in response to that, she says. Nowhere does the profile mention that Dunham was not only caught red-handed falsely accusing an innocent campus Republican of rape in her memoir Not That Kind of Girl, but that she stood silently by and said nothing in the aftermath as this person's life and reputation were destroyed. On top of that, nowhere does the profile mention that Dunham was eventually forced to acknowledge she falsely accused this innocent man of rape and that the resulting blowback forced her publisher, Random House, to correct the just-released memoir. Imagine living in such an elite and rarefied world where you can use a memoir to falsely accuse an innocent man of rape, get caught, and enlisting your controversies, the corporate media airbrushes that shameless episode right out of your history, just disappears it for the good of the cause. And this is something that must be airbrushed out away because there is no way to spin Dunham's obscene behavior. It's easy to wrist flick the molestation allegation into an overreaction by mean right-wingers, but not a rape hoax. To date, this is something Dunham has never been made to answer for by the media. To sell her memoir, Dunham deliberately accused an innocent man of rape, a man who now has a life, career, and family. That false accusation was the most significant part of her promotional campaign. And then, as his life was dismantled, she said nothing. Not one word to get this poor, innocent guy off the hook. And naturally, during her memoir's media campaign, the media never once questioned her story. It was only after Breitbart News did an in-depth investigation into the allegation and discovered it was all a lie that the truth finally came out. But that's life in the corporate media's velvet bubble. All your sins disappeared. No accountability. Only gushing cover profiles. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.